Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the beginning of the, or this session of the retreat that we're holding to, in memory of Sanchi's life. He left the body on July 6, 1997, 23 years ago. And we've always been having our major retreat at Sambani Ashram in memory of his life over July, which we couldn't do this year because of the COVID pandemic. But we're very happy. We felt that we wanted to do something. So for at least this one day, we'll try to get together and with Master's grace, without too many technical difficulties, have the satsang, have our day retreat today. The schedule has been sent out, but just to review it briefly, at 6 o'clock right now, we're going to do a half hour satsang and then an hour meditation. At 9:30, that also I'll ring a bell at 7:30 to end the meditation. At 9:30, there'll be another satsang for half an hour and then a 2 hour meditation, 10 to 12. And this schedule was developed in part based on the schedule Sanchi used to run at his ashram in India, where we would do that. We'd have an hour meditation in the morning with him, a 2 hour meditation before lunch, and then a satsang in the evening. In this case, we'll also be doing a bhajan session from 3 to 3:30, and we hope you can all join, or many of you will join and sing bhajans, which we'll be able to do. And then at 6:25 to 7:30, there'll be a satsang, and at 7:30 to 8, a video satsang. So the bhajan this morning is on page 34, Banda Banake Aya. After becoming a man, God came. After coming, he awakened the world. For many births, the soul were stuck here. For millions of miles, the souls wandered astray. He himself made this union. Millions of sinners have come to his door. With one glance, he liberated them. He took their raft across. Those who received his grace and mercy came and met him with no delay. They got his secret. In satsang, he made this proclamation. O man, why did you come into this world? And he showed the path of love. He showed the path of Simran and Bhajan. He made us leave all the rites and rituals and do the repetition of Nam. Ajaib says, meditate on Nam. God himself will come and be gracious. He distributes the true happiness. After becoming a man, God came. After coming, he awakened the world. Page 34. Banda banake aya raba banda banake aya. Banda banaki aya raba banda banaki aya aki jag jagaya raba banda banaki aya banda banaki aya raba banda banaki aya Janama janama diru asiyat ki lakalak kohare si bat ki janama janama diru asiyat ki lakalak kohare si bat ki Api mil kadaya raba banda banaki aya. Banda banaki aya raba banda banaki aya. Banda banaki aya raba banda banaki aya. Laka laka papiya yedvare ekan jarisi o ne tare
Laka laka papi ai dvare ekan jarase o ne tare bera paralangaya rababanda banakiyaya banda banakiyaya rababanda banakiyaya Banda banakiyaya rababanda banakiyaya Deya maharajina ne pai anamilena diralegai Deya maharajina ne pai Anamilena dira legai Vedona ne paya Rababanda banakiyaya Banda banakiyaya Rababanda banakiyaya Banda banakiyaya Rababanda banakiyaya Satsangame eho kalaya Bande tukiyo jagame aya Satsangame eho kalaya Bande tukiyo jagame aya Premadarahabataya Rababanda Banakiyaya Banda Banakiyaya Rababanda Banakiyaya Banda Banakiyaya Rababanda Banakiyaya Simran bhajana diraha bhatai Karma diye sare chudavai Simran bhajana diraha bhatai Karma diye sare chudavai Namad jap karaya Rababanda banakiyaya Banda banakiyaya Rababanda banakiyaya Banda banakiyaya Rababanda banakiyaya Ajay bakhi karunamakamai Kirpala hoe api prabhuai Ajay bakahi karunamakamai Kipala hoi api prabhuai Sacha sukabartaya rababanda banakiyaya Banda banakiyaya rababanda banakiyaya Banda banakiyaya rababanda banakiyaya
In satsang, he made this proclamation. O man, why did you come into this world? And he showed the path of love. After becoming a man, God came. After coming, he awakened the world. The reading today is, or this morning, is the Sanchi's message to the Sangha recorded on September 5th, 1986. That was shared after Sanchi left the body. This was a recording he made several years, 10 years, 11 years before he left the body. But it was then shared afterwards. And it's entitled, Remain Firm on the Truth. Whatever I say is with the grace of my Master Sawan Kirpal. The time is very difficult. The minds of the people have gone astray. All are the thieves of the meditation of Nam, but are clever in becoming masters. I say this because I have initiated many dear ones. I have honestly and with true heart done the mission which my Gurudev gave to me. From within, I do not have the orders of my Gurudev to reveal that I will leave this world on such and such a day or a certain time. Saints do not show such miracles. They do not perform the doll's play. For a long time, for many months, I have been thinking of saying all this because whenever saints leave the body, even when my masters Sawan and Kripal left their bodies, many parties were formed. For the properties, people went to the courts, which later on gave an excuse for people to laugh and say, look at the disciples of the perfect master fighting with each other. My master Kripal had said, do not go to the courts. Come back. This will be in your interest. I have always been telling this to the dear ones through hints, but alas, no one paid any attention to it, and life became very uncomfortable. This is not a machine which will go on working endlessly. In the end, it has some limit. I am saying all this with the orders of my Gurudev, that no one should do the false mastership, and no satsangi should follow anyone false. One has to settle the account for every mistake. To do the work of mastership, to give the nam, is difficult. I say this from my experience, and we know from the writings of the masters that the false guru gets the maximum punishment, and the false disciples also get the maximum punishment. I have said this in many satsangs. Whatever experiences Sundar Das had with Master Kripal, Mr. Oberoi has written exactly the same. If anyone has any doubts, he can read it. The writings of the saints are not to scare us, nor to tempt us. The seed is never destroyed in the Sangha. There are those who understand me. In the ashram, my children, Bhavant and Gurmel, and the Lala family, the family of Gurmel's grandfather, Lala, have served me a lot. I appreciate it. But I am sorry that what I have been telling Lala for the last 30 years, he did not make any effort to do it, even though I loved him, making him as my father. According to Gurmel, when Sanji was meditating, he would always invite Lalaji to sit with him. Now back to Sanji's words. Azur Kripal used to say that love goes both ways. It is not one way. The moth loves the flame, but the flame does not know. Whenever the moth comes above the flame burns it. I very much appreciate my children, Gurmel, Bhawant, and Bhawant's young child, Sukhpal, who always gave me love, even though she is a child. The principle of the saints is that they give the work of mastership only to the one for whom God Almighty has given it to them to hold in trust. They say, you have to do the work, and they give him that. You can read the story of Prithviya, Guru Arjan Dev's brother, who wanted to be the successor. It comes in the Bani. Ram Dass says, son, why do you fight with your father? It is not good to fight with the elders. I say all of this because later on, after the saint leaves, people fight over the properties, which is not appropriate. If the one who has made so much leaves it after making it, what hope do the heirs have to take it with them when they themselves leave? Kal does not lose any opportunity. Afterwards, he leads our minds astray and makes us fight with each other. Officially, going to the home of the government, I have legally deeded this one muraba of land to my children, Bhavant and Gurmal, so that later on, no one may bother them. These children are not hungry for this property, but since I have seen so much in this life, I know that afterwards people who have gone astray themselves leads others astray. With the grace of my master, I have lived my life very lovingly. In my whole life, I never tried to fight with anyone. I have never used any part of the innocent body which I got from the Almighty Lord for any evil, even though allegations were made against me, which I received in the love of my master. I always had this in my heart, and I always believed that truth is, after all, truth. Remain firm on the truth. This was the saying of Guru Kripal. Never in my heart was the feeling of taking revenge created. I am happy saying all of this to my children. Never accept any donation and consume it. They have enough property for their maintenance. They should earn and live. Very happily, they can do the satsang only at the ashram. If they are my children, if they have become mine, they should definitely not mourn for me, as I am not going after doing anything bad. They are very dear to me with body and mind. If someone says they didn't call me, they didn't include me in the final rites, it is not in their control, because I myself have given them instructions, which I hope they will follow. Saints do not come into this world to make their tombs. Specifically, I would like to instruct them that according to the tradition of the saints, not to make any place of mine. Saints are not attached to any place. They come from the Shabbat and merge in the Shabbat. One gets such a saint only if he is the most fortunate one. I have always said, what is the use of taking nam from the saint if one has to come back to this world again and again like the ghosts? Nam is the insurance of life. I will only make this request to the Sangat. I did not remain in hiding. My master did not let me hide myself. He gave the spiritual wealth to everyone wholeheartedly. People came from the West, and I told them only this. Now the moj, the will of Kripal, is created only to give. Dear ones, take it. I am very happy that they appreciated the spirituality. The dear ones who helped me, like Russell Perkins, Norma Fraser, the Baga family, Dr. Molina, Don Mackin, and many other dear ones who did not understand me as a human being, they understood me as the form of God. I will recommend all of them to my beloved master. He is the forgiver and the gracious one. I have not said this to upset anyone. My ashes should be spread in the fields, and the remains should be immersed in the canal. No one should try to make any place as a monument. If they think, oh, if we bury him in a good way, make some good place for him, something of his will, will increase. But if we do not, something of his will decrease. Kabir Saab says, if you offer sandalwood to the dead, what reward can you get from it? If you put dirt on the dead, what does he lose? I have always maintained it is better to die in a place away from home where no one is your mother or father, where no one cries or weeps, and no one becomes sad. Today is the ninth month, September 5th. The time is approximately 9 p.m. Once again, I say that those in the Sangat who will remain strong will be protected the most. If you will be divided in parties, then Kabir says, what can the poor master do if there is lacking in the disciples? The blind ones do not accept anything, like the blowing of air in the bamboo. I hope that whatever I said, the instruction is the same for everyone, whether one is from the West or the East, because the dear ones are spread all over. And that is, remain strong. Of course, if you find someone who has meditated like my master made me meditate, very happily you can take advantage of him. I am ready to help you in that case. Do not follow the false one. Do not waste your life. Someone was told that people have made many parties. Someone said, they are still very few. The time will come when no one is willing to become the disciple. Everyone will prove himself to be a guru and will say, I am the only true one. So I hope that all of you will lovingly carry on. This is the kind of will which I have spoken, not on legal papers, which will always remain valid in the Sangat. Much love and best wishes to the whole Sangat. For the talk, before the meditation, I'm going to play meditation instructions from Master Kripal that he gave in California in 1972.
Meditation means uniting our soul with God. But how to do it? We are conscious entities, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness, with all attention, with all consciousness. And our soul is also, the outer expression of the soul is also called attention. So meditation means withdrawing your attention from all outside, also from the body below, bring it to the seat of the soul, which is at the back of the eyes, where the man dying, the soul withdraws from the body, the eyes are upturned there. And there when it, all attention is centralized, that you know you are not the body. Then your inner eye, your third eye, your single eye is open. And you can see the light of God. This is one expression of the God into Supreme Power. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You know, it is a process, just like a dying man withdraws the attention from all outside, in which you can sit longer. Mind that there should be no tension in any part of the body. Sit quite relaxed but straight, quite opposite to the yoga postures. This sit quite with tension in the body. So first step is to sit in any pose most convenient to you, with no tension in any part of the body. Sit quite relaxed but straight. And once you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Be physically still. Further, you close your eyes, withdraw your attention from all outside. Also withdraw your attention from all environments also where you are sitting. Not forget all outside and forget the environments in which you are sitting. Also don't pay any attention to what is going on in your body below the eyes. Fix your whole attention at the seat of the soul, which is at the back of the eyes. That will give you some tension. To avoid that, when you close your eyes, you see vast expanse of darkness. Just look into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, opposite to your eyebrows, that area. Look intently, mindfully penetrating to find out what is in there. Just avoid any tension. Continue looking constantly without break into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. That way. Fix your gaze. Along with it, have the sweet memories of God. Those who are initiated, they should repeat the names of God which are charged mentally, one by one at intervals, not in quick succession. That will give only charging. You continue looking like that for a short period, say 15 to 20 minutes. The attention will be drawn from all outside and there will be centralized. And there you will find the darkness will change and light will flow forth. Sight, you see light, again look into the middle of the light in front of you, intently, minutely, penetratingly, that will grow bright and burst. Further way will be up. You see sky. Sometimes sky comes up at the very outset. If it comes at the outset or later, put in whole attention to seeing to what is in there. You'll find stars. If you find stars, then locate a big star out of that about which all masters are referred. If you find that, put in whole attention into the middle of the big star. The result will be the star will open, you'll cross it. Further, you may find moon. You find moon again, that very principle, look into the middle thereof, not the whole of it. That will grow by bright and burst into pieces. You will cross it like Prophet Muhammad crossed it. Further, you will find God appears in some form in which He is working, on whom His grace is descending, or in whom He is manifest. If any form comes up like that, don't visualize yourself or premeditate anything. Allow your whole attention to Him, so much so you forget yourself, you develop receptivity, He will talk to you as one does outside. Here you will also hear the sound principle also. You follow please. Now as I say, go on sitting, you see. Sit in any pose most convenient to you. Mind that there should be no tension in the body. When you adopt any pose, don't change please. Be physically still. Don't change, please. Don't change. Physically still. Close your eyes. Forget the world outside for a while. Why are you changing? Why can't you sit still? Close your eyes, forget the world outside for a while. Also forget the environment in which you are sitting. So you see vast expanse of darkness in front of you. Your eyes are flesh and bones are closed, they don't work. There's some other eye which looks that darkness. That inner eye, third eye or single eye. So within your eyes, don't look to the whole of the vast expanse of darkness in front of you, but just look into the middle thereof, opposite to your eyebrows, outside. Look intently, minutely, penetrating into it to find out what is there. Repeating the names mentally one by one at intervals, not in quick succession, so that the inner gaze is not disturbed. You continue looking like that for a short period, say 15 to 20 minutes. You'll find whole attention is riveted there, and the darkness will descend, you'll find light coming up. Sprouting forth. When you find any kind of light, just don't look to the whole of it, but just look into the middle of it. While repeating the names at intervals, mentally, one by one, so that the inner gaze is not disturbed. You continue for a short time, that light will grow bright and burst. That will give you sky. Sometimes sky comes up at the very outset. Whenever it comes, look into the middle of, intently into it, what is in there. You find stars. If you find stars, just locate the big star after that. You find big star, then put in whole attention into the middle thereof. That will open, you will cross it. For the moon may come up, if it comes, just put, look into the middle thereof, intently, minutely, that will burst into pieces, and you will cross it. That Prophet Muhammad did it. For the God will appear in some form in which he is working. So, you find such form without your whole attention to him, so much so that you forget yourself. You dwell in receptivity. He will talk to you as one does outside. Then you may also hear this sound principle. Go on sitting until you are to leave.